Hello, this is Pastor Kong Hee. I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray that you'll be blessed in Christ, encouraged by the Word, and experience an encounter with God. Remember, knowing God and being known by Him is the greatest pursuit of life. Enjoy the message. What does the Bible say about women in church leadership? Can a woman be a preacher or a teacher of the Word of God? Can a woman be a pastor or an ordained minister? To understand this issue, we have to look at the entire Bible and its overarching message. In Genesis chapter 2, the Lord God said, "It is not good for a man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." The word helper in Hebrew is Ezer, which is used almost every time in Scripture to refer to God as a Savior. For example, the name Ebenezer in 1 Samuel chapter 7 means that God is the rock of help. This is the same word that God used to describe Eve, meaning that she was not merely Adam's passive companion. Rather, she was a strong help and a source of strength to him. In the Old Testament, we see many, many examples of God using women in different leadership roles to be a source of strength and help for his people. For example, Miriam, the sister of Moses. She was a prophetess and had spiritual authority over the Israelites. Deborah was the judge of Israel, the top spiritual leader in her generation. God used Huldah, the prophetess, and gave her the right to instruct Hilkiah the priest and other men. Queen Esther was the deliverer of the Jews and exercised civil authority over them in the Persian Empire. In the New Testament, there are many, many examples of women who were leaders in the early church. In Acts chapter 16, Lydia of Thyatira was the first European convert in history. The Philippian church started in her home, and she became its first leader. In fact, the Eastern Orthodox Church today considers Lydia an apostle. In Acts chapter 18, Priscilla, together with her husband, taught Apollos in the way of God more accurately. To Paul, Priscilla and Aquila were very important co-missionaries and church planters. She had spiritual authority over both men and women. In Romans chapter 16, Paul greets a number of women leaders. One of them is Phoebe, who was a deacon. In the early church, a deacon was a leader, a preacher and teacher of the gospel. Paul also greeted Adronicus and Junia, another husband and wife team, who were considered outstanding among the apostles. So clearly, Junia was a recognized female apostle, which many New Testament scholars agree on. Together with her husband, she suffered by being imprisoned for Christ and the gospel. There were other women like Mary, Tryphena, Tryphosa, and Persis, who worked very hard in the Lord to build up the early church. In Philippians 4, we are introduced to Euodia and Syntyche, who were women leaders in the Philippian church. Then there were others overseeing house churches, much like the women home cell leaders we have in City Harvest. For example, Chloe of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 was a house church leader. Nymphas of Colossians 4 was also a house church leader. Mary, we read in Acts chapter 12, and she was the mother of John Mark, and she was also a house church leader. Then throughout history, there were many, many women who were leaders, preachers, and Bible teachers. For example, in the first century AD, Thecla was a female disciple of Paul. She was an inspiring leader, preacher, and miracle worker. History records that Paul commissioned her to preach and teach and baptize new converts. Emma of Philadelphia was a mighty prophetess and preacher. She was greatly respected throughout Asia Minor in the late part of the first century. Then from the second to the fifth centuries, we have Perpetua and Felicitas, Synclitica, Marcella, Proba, Paula of Rome, and Melania. Then throughout the Middle Ages, we have women leaders like Hilda in England and Hildegard in Germany. during the Reformation years, where female reformers like Agula von Grambach and Zetterina Zeil, and even non-reformers like Teresa of Avila. These women were all mightily used by God. They were great church leaders, Bible teachers, theologians, writers, disciple makers, evangelists, prophetess, and church planters. Today, almost all Protestant denominations recognize and ordain women pastors and ministers, like the Anglican, the Assemblies of God, Church of God, Foursquare Church, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian, even Reformed churches, and the Salvation Army. Many denominations have women bishops, archbishops, and general superintendents, like the Anglican, Lutheran, Methodist, even Reformed churches, and the Salvation Army. This should not surprise us, because the Bible places women on equal footing with men. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 to 29 says that there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So both men and women are heirs of God and joint heirs together with Christ. Spiritual leadership is not based on gender, but rather on gifts and callings of God upon individuals. When this grace is seen, it should be recognized by the people, and we should lovingly submit to these leaders whom God has appointed and anointed. This is the consistent biblical witness. In City Harvest and THN, we support women in spiritual leadership, whether they are home cell leaders, pastors, preachers, or Bible teachers. For those God has appointed, we license and ordain them and recognize the calling of God in their lives. Amen. Thank you, and God bless.